If you waste your 20s, you pay for it in your 30s, every single day. That's not a line meant to scare you. That's a truth most people don't hear until it's too late. Your 20s aren't just some random chapter in your life. They are the foundation for everything that comes next. Right now, you're building habits, routines, beliefs, and decisions that will either carry you forward or quietly hold you back. Most people don't realize that until they're already stuck. They drift. They wait. They chase comfort. They think they have time. But 1 year turns into 5, and one excuse turns into a lifestyle. This audiobook is your wake-up call. Not with fluff, not with hype, but with real, practical steps to help you build a life that actually works. If you're ready to take control, if you're tired of feeling behind, this is the starting point. Don't be the person who looks back full of regret. Be the one who starts now and never settles. Chapter 1. Build a life that makes you proud daily. You know, your 20s are not just some phase you pass through. They are not meant to be tossed aside with careless living or spent running in circles. This is the time when you quietly shape everything about who you'll become. The world might not remind you of that, but I will. This is when you lay down the structure of your life. Not when you figure it all out, not when you get everything perfect, but when you decide what direction your life is going to go in. Every single day you're making that choice, even when you think you're not. Now, here's something to really take in. If your days don't make you proud, your years won't either. And one day you'll wake up and realize you've traded time for nothing solid. That's a hard feeling. Regret always feels heavier than effort. So, the real question is, are you building a life that makes you proud every day? Or are you waiting for someday to do it? Pride doesn't come from luxury or praise. It doesn't come from a fancy job title or people clapping for you. It comes from knowing you're doing your part. It comes from staying true to your values. It comes from putting in the effort even when no one's watching. That's the kind of pride you carry in your chest. The kind that makes you sit down at the end of the day and say, "That was a good day. I used it well." Most people don't get to feel that because they don't plan for it. They live their days without structure. They don't track what matters. They don't reflect. They wake up, they scroll, they go through the motions, and they wonder why life feels empty. And I'll tell you this, an unplanned life is a wasted life. You can't expect to stumble into pride. You've got to build it. Start by getting honest about how you spend your time. Not how you want to spend it, how you actually spend it. Write it down, look at it. Does that reflect the kind of life you want? If the answer is no, then it's time to stop lying to yourself, because every day you waste is a day you could have used to build not just your career, but your character, your habits, your strength, your clarity, your confidence, the quiet foundation of who you are. The people you admire, those with sharp focus, strong values and steady discipline, didn't become that way by accident. They built it, slowly, repeatedly, without applause. You can do that too, but only if you start now. Your 20s are the best time to learn how to live with purpose. Not because it's trendy, not because it's exciting, but because the habits you set now will follow you for the rest of your life. When you build a life that makes you proud, it's not about big wins every day. It's about consistent action, doing what needs to be done, showing up for yourself, taking care of your health, learning something new, being kind, keeping promises to yourself. These things might seem small in the moment, but they're the bricks you lay that eventually become a life you're proud to walk around in. But if you let time slip by, if you let comfort steal your energy, you'll look back and wonder where it all went. You'll wish you had started sooner. You'll wish you had pushed harder. You'll wish you had taken yourself more seriously. And I don't say this to scare you. I say it because that feeling is real, and I've met too many people carrying it. You've got time now. You've got the chance to build something solid. Not just a career, but a mindset, a work ethic, a level of self-respect that no one can give you. You don't need to know exactly where you're going, but you do need to show up like it matters. You do need to stop treating your days like they don't count. Because they do. Here's what makes the difference. Setting daily standards. Decide what a good day looks like. Not just what you want to do, but who you want to be while doing it. Are you being honest with yourself? Are you giving your best effort? Are you paying attention to the people around you? Are you learning? Are you growing? These things are the markers of a meaningful life. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to win every day, but you need to stay in motion. You need to keep going, even when it's boring, even when it's uncomfortable, especially then, because that's when you're building strength. That's when you're shaping your identity. That's when the results start to form behind the scenes. There's a kind of confidence that comes from doing what you said you'd do, even when nobody knows. That kind of confidence isn't loud. It doesn't need to shout. It just moves through the day with clarity, with calm, with direction. That's what you want, not false pride, not empty praise, but real inner stability that comes from work you're not ashamed of. Start building that today. Even if your environment doesn't support you, even if your friends are wasting time, even if you don't have the clearest picture of the future yet. Start by choosing to take yourself seriously. Not in a pressured way, not in a perfectionist way, but in a quiet way. In a way that says, I respect who I'm becoming. And don't wait for inspiration. Don't wait until you feel ready. Start with what you have. Use your morning to set the tone. Get up early enough to think clearly, move your body, plan your priorities. Learn something that sharpens your mind. Keep your space clean. Set limits on distractions. Talk to people who lift you up. Do something today that you'll be proud you did, even if it's hard. And at night, don't just crash into sleep. Review your day. Ask yourself if you honored your values. If you kept your word, if you stayed focused, if the answer is no, adjust. Don't judge yourself. Just fix it. That's how you grow. That's how you stop wasting time. That's how you build a life you're proud of. One decision at a time. Don't trade your best years for nothing. Don't wait until the pain gets loud. Don't spend your 20s trying to impress people who won't even be in your life later. Spend your time becoming someone you respect. Someone you admire. That's how you build lasting pride. Because when you walk into your 30s, you want to feel ready, not behind. You want to feel clear, not confused. You want to feel like you've got a grip on who you are. And that only happens if you start now. Not someday, not next year, today. So decide. Decide to use this day well. Decide to give effort. Decide to learn. Decide to be honest with yourself. Decide to build a life that makes you proud. Not later, but now. If you're serious about changing your life, you need to stop choosing goals that feel safe. You need to stop chasing what's comfortable and start setting goals that scare you a little. Goals that demand more of you than who you are right now. Growth doesn't happen when everything is easy. Growth happens when you're stretched, when you're challenged, when you look at your current habits and realize they won't get you where you want to go. If your goals are too small, you're going to stay the same person. And staying the same when you know you can be better, that's how you waste your 20s. Most people never grow because they don't pick goals that push them. They pick what's easy to do, what feels doable, what feels comfortable in the short term. But easy goals keep you stuck. They don't require focus. They don't force discipline. They don't teach you anything new. If a goal doesn't make you change your routine, it's not going to change your life. You've got to aim for something that makes you uncomfortable, because discomfort is the price of progress. When you choose goals that are bigger than what you've done before, you activate parts of yourself that you haven't used yet. You think sharper. You move faster. You manage your time better. You start paying attention to how you talk to yourself. You notice where you're wasting time. You wake up with a sense of urgency. You start to live like your days actually matter. And that's exactly what most people never do. The problem is, most people make decisions based on how they feel in the moment. And in the moment, comfort feels good. Safety feels good. But nothing changes in comfort. That's the trap. People say, I'll start when I'm ready. But they're waiting for a feeling that will never come. You don't grow by feeling ready. You grow by starting when it's hard, by deciding that the person you want to become is more important than how easy today feels. You don't need another motivational quote. You don't need someone to tell you that you can do it. You already know that. What you need is to get brutally honest with yourself about what kind of goals you're choosing. Are you picking goals that keep you stuck in the same cycle? Or are you willing to raise your standards and choose goals that require better effort, stronger focus, and more discipline? A real goal should force you to level up your mindset. It should demand new skills. It should require you to let go of bad habits. You shouldn't be able to reach your goal by coasting. If you can do it without changing who you are, then the goal is too small. Don't just pick goals you can already reach. Pick the goals that demand you become someone stronger, someone sharper, someone more consistent. And don't just set vague goals like, I want to be successful or I want to be rich. Those goals don't mean anything unless you define them clearly. What does success mean to you right now? What does being rich look like in your daily life? How will you get there? What do you have to do every day to move in that direction? If you can't answer those questions, your goal isn't real. You're just fantasizing. A strong goal has structure. It's measurable. It has a deadline. It has weight. And once you pick a real goal, you'll start to notice something. Your life starts to tighten up. You don't waste time like you used to. You don't say yes to every distraction. You start to value your mornings. You start to respect your time. You start to feel more in control, even if the goal is hard. That's because you're not drifting anymore. You're moving with purpose. You can tell a lot about someone by the kind of goals they set. Some people set goals just to feel good, just to talk about them. But some people set goals that break their limits. They aim for something that looks out of reach because they want to grow. They don't just want results. They want transformation. And if you're in your 20s right now, that's exactly what you should be chasing. Transformation. Not just money. Not just status. Not just image. But real growth from the inside out. If your goal doesn't change how you live daily, it's not big enough. It should change how you plan your day. It should change who you spend time with. It should make you think twice about staying up late or wasting your weekends. It should make you feel like you have something to prove, not to the world, but to yourself. Because self-respect comes from discipline, and discipline is built when you push yourself to follow through on hard goals. Most people in their 20s live like time doesn't matter. They keep telling themselves they'll figure it out later, but later doesn't show up with answers, it shows up with consequences. And when you get to 30 and realize you're still in the same place, it's not because life was unfair, it's because you didn't set goals that pushed you to grow. You played it safe. You tried to avoid failure instead of chasing real progress. Failure is not the problem. Playing small is. Choosing goals that don't stretch you is. Living each day with no urgency is. Stop thinking that you have all the time in the world. You don't. And that's not something to fear, it's something to use. Use that truth to fuel your action. Use it to start now. Not tomorrow, not next month. Now. A powerful goal will change your identity. It will shift how you see yourself. You'll go from saying, "I hope I can," to "I'm working on it," daily. You'll go from feeling lost to feeling locked in. You won't need people to hype you up, because your daily action will give you quiet confidence. Not loud, not flashy, just steady, solid belief in your ability to get better. And here's something else. Once you start hitting real goals, you'll stop comparing yourself to other people. You won't need to. You'll be too focused on your own progress. You'll respect your own journey. You'll trust the work you're doing. You'll see setbacks as part of the process, not as a reason to quit. That's what growth-minded goals teach you. They make you mentally stronger, more emotionally stable, less reactive, more intentional. So ask yourself today, are your current goals forcing you to grow? Are they challenging enough to require better focus, better habits, better decisions? Or are they just something you picked because they sounded nice? Be honest, because your goals are shaping your life whether you know it or not. They're shaping your mindset, your schedule, your self-worth, and your future. You don't need to do everything at once. But you do need to start somewhere. Pick one area of your life that needs real work. Health, finances, focus, communication, discipline. Pick one and set a goal that demands daily effort. Track it, review it, improve it. Don't aim for easy, aim for growth. And when you feel tired or discouraged, remind yourself why it matters. Remind yourself that average goals create average lives, but powerful goals build strong people. This is how you stop wasting your 20s, not by overthinking, not by waiting for the right mood, but by choosing hard goals that change how you live. Every day you wait is a day you could have used to grow. So choose now, choose pressure, choose purpose, choose to grow. Chapter 3. Quit waiting and start doing what matters most. There comes a point where you have to stop planning and start doing. Not because you're perfectly ready, not because the conditions are ideal, but because you're tired of watching your time disappear. Most people are stuck in their heads. They think, they analyze, they prepare, but they never move. And it's not because they don't have goals. It's because they've trained themselves to wait. Wait for clarity. Wait for motivation. Wait until they feel confident. But the longer you wait, the harder it gets to begin. You build a habit of hesitating, and it starts to control your life. You don't need another day to think about what matters to you. You already know. Deep down, you know the work you're supposed to be doing. You know what's important. You know what's been on your mind for months, maybe even years. But knowing is not the same as doing. You don't get results from knowing. You only get results from acting. And if you want to get ahead in your 20s, you have to learn this early. Progress only shows up when you do. Every day you wait is a decision, a quiet choice to stay exactly where you are. The hours pass whether you use them or not. You don't pause life by standing still. You just fall further behind. Behind on your goals, behind on your habits, behind on the person you could have become. The cost of waiting is invisible at first, but it adds up. One day you look back and realize how much time you gave away for nothing. Not because you were lazy, but because you kept telling yourself, "I'll start soon." And the truth is, nobody's coming to push you. Nobody's going to pull you out of hesitation. People can encourage you, sure, but at some point, you have to move on your own. You have to stand up and decide that today is the day you stop overthinking. You stop scrolling past your own potential. You stop choosing comfort. Because if it's not today, when? If you won't start now, what will change tomorrow? Start with what matters most. The stuff that makes you stronger. The hard conversations you've been avoiding. The work you've been putting off. The habit you keep saying you'll fix. The book you need to study. The sleep you need to fix. The debt you've been ignoring. The job you want to quit. The dream you keep postponing. Whatever it is, face it, name it, do something about it today. Because there's no shortcut to building a good life. There's only the decision to stop wasting time and start showing up for yourself. And it doesn't need to be huge. Just one step forward. One hard choice. 1 hour of real work. That's all it takes to change your direction. One decision to do something that moves your life forward instead of just thinking about it. Most people underestimate the power of one honest day of effort. They think they need the whole path mapped out, but they don't. What they need is momentum, and momentum begins with doing what matters today, not tomorrow. You build your future one decision at a time, one workout, one deep focus session, one moment of discipline, one honest conversation. The big life you want doesn't come from one massive leap. It comes from 100 small wins. But you can't stack those wins if you never begin. You can't grow if you never get your hands dirty. You can't get strong if you're always waiting for conditions to feel easier. And the truth is, you're going to mess up. That's part of the deal. You'll get tired, you'll make mistakes, you'll doubt yourself. But that's not a reason to stop. That's a reason to keep going. Because every time you push through, you're training your mind to move through resistance. And once you do that enough times, hesitation starts to lose its grip on you. You stop being someone who waits. You start becoming someone who builds. Your 20s are the time to take responsibility for how you live. Not to be perfect, not to have it all figured out, but to stop delaying the things that matter. To stop living like you have forever. To stop acting like another year of drifting won't cost you anything. Because it will. The older you get, the more you realize how much early action matters, how much those small habits, those focused hours, those quiet efforts. You didn't think they made a difference, but they did. They always do. And the sooner you act, the faster you learn. You start seeing what works and what doesn't. You build real experience instead of living in your head. You get sharper. You build confidence, not because everything goes right, but because you're finally in motion. That's where self-belief comes from. Not from talking about goals, but from chasing them when it's tough. From following through, even when it's boring. From keeping promises to yourself. You don't need more time. You need more action. You need to look at your day and ask, did I do something today that truly mattered? And if the answer is no, you don't make excuses. You fix it. You get honest. You stop hiding behind distractions. You stop numbing yourself with comfort. You stop convincing yourself that there's a better time to start. Because there's not. It's not about rushing. It's about deciding. Choosing to show up for yourself. Choosing to stop tolerating the version of yourself that keeps waiting. Choosing to become the kind of person who gets things done. Not because it's easy. Not because it's always fun. But because it's necessary. Because your life doesn't change until your behavior does. You've got ideas. You've got potential. You've got time on your side. For now, don't waste it wondering. Don't spend it trapped in indecision. Take that energy and use it. Work on something real. Build something that reflects who you want to be. Push through the fear of starting. Push through the doubt. You're not supposed to have all the answers. You're supposed to begin anyway. Do the thing that's been weighing on you. Make the call. Open the book. Start the project. Fix the routine. Begin the thing you keep putting off. Because when you do, something changes inside of you. You start trusting yourself again. You start seeing progress. You stop feeling stuck. You stop living in reaction and start living in creation. And every time you choose action over delay, you take back control of your time. You stop letting your future drift. You start building it with intention. You don't need perfect. You don't need perfect timing. You don't need anyone to give you a green light. You already have it. You're alive. You're capable. You're here. And that's enough to begin. This is how you make your 20s count. Not by waiting for things to feel right, but by doing what matters most, now. Not later, not after more research, not after more thinking, right now. Because if you don't take this seriously, nobody else will. And the difference between those who build a strong future and those who waste time is simple. Some start and some don't. Be the one who starts. Be the one who moves. Be the one who refuses to wait any longer.
Chapter 4. Say goodbye to lazy habits and weak thinking. There comes a time in your life when you have to get brutally honest with yourself. You have to look at the way you're living and ask if it matches the kind of life you say you want. Not the version you post about. Not the version you talk about when you're feeling inspired. The real one. The one you're living right now. Most people don't do this because they're afraid of what they'll see. But the truth is, if you want to change your life, you have to face what's holding you back. And in most cases, it's not the world, it's not your environment, it's not your past, it's your own lazy habits and weak thinking. You don't need to be harsh with yourself, but you do need to be real. Because lazy habits don't just slow you down, they create a version of you that's tired, distracted, and emotionally flat. They rob you of energy, they chip away at your potential. You start getting used to low standards, you start accepting excuses. And worst of all, you start believing you're not capable of more. That's how weakness sets in. Slowly, silently, but consistently. It starts with the small things, skipping your alarm, leaving your bed unmade, wasting hours on your phone, delaying your workout, letting dishes pile up, ignoring your budget, telling yourself you'll get serious tomorrow. These don't seem like big problems at first. But over time, they harden into patterns. You begin to tolerate them. You stop noticing how much they take from you. And suddenly, you're living a life far below what you're capable of, not because you chose failure, but because you never chose discipline. And that's what needs to change. Because if you don't break your lazy habits, they'll break your spirit. They'll make you forget what it feels like to be sharp, focused, and strong. You weren't born to be average. You weren't built to coast. You were meant to grow, to push, to build something real. But none of that happens unless you clear out the weak patterns that keep you small. You can't live a powerful life with a passive mindset. So the first step is to stop lying to yourself. Stop pretending that you don't have time. Stop saying you'll get around to it later. Stop convincing yourself that these small habits don't matter. They do. Everything you do either strengthens you or weakens you. Every decision pushes you forward or pulls you back. And your life is the sum of those decisions. You don't need a miracle. You need consistency. You need effort. You need honesty. You need to wake up and say, I'm done with being half alive. Weak thinking shows up when you make problems bigger than they are. When you avoid challenges instead of rising to meet them. When you tell yourself you're stuck. When really, you're just scared to change. That kind of thinking makes your world smaller. It turns every opportunity into a threat. It turns every difficulty into a reason to quit. And you've got to challenge that. If you want to grow, you have to replace those thoughts with questions that move you forward. What can I control right now? What am I avoiding? What would a stronger version of me do today? You don't need to have all the answers. You just need to stop settling for mental habits that keep you soft. Get uncomfortable. Do hard things on purpose. Make your bed first thing in the morning. Break a sweat before the sun rises. Stop watching nonsense that numbs your mind. Say no to drama. Fix your posture. Clean your space. Show up to your job like it matters. Talk less and listen more. Learn something every day. Track how you spend your time. These may seem like basic things, but that's exactly why they work. Because they build the foundation of a focused life. And this isn't about perfection. This is about effort. Real effort. Not the kind you talk about, but the kind you live. You don't get stronger by wishing. You get stronger by doing. By facing yourself. By catching the moment your mind wants to quit and choosing not to. By taking full responsibility for how you live and how you think. And if that sounds heavy, good. That means you're ready. You were not born with lazy habits. You picked them up, maybe from the people around you, maybe from your past, maybe from pain. But you're not stuck with them. You can unlearn them. You can choose better. You can build habits that pull you forward, not keep you trapped. And it starts with one decision, one moment of clarity, where you say, this ends now. From there, it's about repetition. Every day you choose structure over chaos, you get sharper. Every time you act instead of delay, you get stronger. Every moment you silence weak thoughts and replace them with real decisions, you build power. And that power doesn't come from talent or luck. It comes from grit. It comes from patience. It comes from showing up when it's hard and refusing to lower your standards just because it's easier. People will tell you to take it slow, to be kind to yourself, and yes, give yourself grace. But don't confuse grace with excuses. Grace means you get up after you fall. Excuses mean you stay down. And you've stayed down long enough. This is your time to rise. Not because it's easy, but because you're tired of being average. Tired of letting yourself off the hook. tired of feeling like your best life is always somewhere in the future. It's not. It starts right here, right now, with how you show up today. And make no mistake, this is war. Not against the world, but against your weaker self. The part of you that says it's okay to coast, that says you'll get serious later. That tells you you're not capable. That voice isn't real. It's fear pretending to protect you. Don't listen to it. Don't give it space. Starve it. Replace it with action. Replace it with truth. Replace it with discipline. Every time you do, you weaken that voice and strengthen the real you. You've got too much potential to waste it on comfort. Too much fire to live without purpose. And no, it won't be easy. But it will be worth it. Because when you finally break free from lazy habits and weak thinking, you don't just feel better. You become better. You walk differently. You speak with clarity. You work with precision. You think with purpose. You stop reacting and start deciding. That's what strength looks like. And that strength is built, not born. So today, take a look at your life. Your real life. The one behind closed doors. The one that nobody else sees. Are your habits building you or breaking you? Are your thoughts lifting you or limiting you? Are you giving your best or just doing enough to get by? If the answers don't make you proud, change them. Not next week. Not when you feel motivated. Now, because this is your moment. Your shot to take full ownership of who you're becoming. Say goodbye to the version of you that hides. The one that delays. The one that settles. That person got you here, but they can't take you further. It's time to outgrow them. It's time to rise. It's time to prove to yourself that you're stronger than your excuses. That your discipline is louder than your distractions. That your vision matters more than your comfort. And it all begins with one simple decision. No more lazy habits. No more weak thinking. Just real effort. Real action. And real growth from here on out. Chapter 5. Push yourself to show up with full effort. Every day gives you a new chance to prove something to yourself, not to the world, not to other people, but to you. The truth is, how you show up matters more than most people want to admit. Showing up tired, halfway focused, checking boxes, and calling it enough becomes a lifestyle, a slow, steady decline. But showing up with full effort, now that changes everything. That's how you separate yourself. That's how you build real self-respect. Not by being perfect, but by giving your full presence and your full drive to what's in front of you. Most people show up distracted. They're physically there but mentally checked out. They do tasks halfway. They go through the motions. They treat their work, their goals, and their relationships like obligations instead of opportunities. Then they wonder why life feels flat. They wonder why things don't improve. It's because they never committed their full energy to anything. They've trained themselves to do just enough to get by. Just enough to avoid criticism. Just enough to feel like they're not falling behind. But they're not moving forward either. And eventually, that weighs on you. It eats at your confidence. You start to feel like you're capable of more, but don't know how to access it. That feeling is real, and it won't go away until you make a decision. The decision is simple. Give full effort. Not when it's convenient. Not only when you feel inspired, but every day, even on the boring days, even on the slow days, even when no one sees it. Because full effort isn't about performance. It's about building your identity. It's about becoming the kind of person who shows up strong no matter what. You don't do it for attention. You do it because you know who you're trying to become. You don't have to fix everything in one day. You don't have to finish every goal overnight, but you do have to approach the day with seriousness, with fire, with a clear sense of responsibility. Not pressure, responsibility. That means understanding that your life is the result of your actions, that every choice you make is shaping your future, that every hour you spend either builds you or breaks you. You're not a victim of your day, you're the driver of it. And once you make that shift, once you decide that half effort is no longer acceptable, you start to rise. You don't need more hours in the day. You need to bring more energy to the hours you already have. Stop dragging yourself through the day. Stop working with one eye on the clock. Stop starting and stopping. Go all in. If you're going to do something, do it with power. Do it with pride. Do it like it matters. Because it does. There's a certain strength that comes from giving your best when you could have settled. It builds something inside you that you can't fake. When you show up fully, you begin to see yourself differently. You begin to trust yourself more. You start feeling worthy of the results you're chasing. Not because of the outcome, but because of the work you're putting in. You start building a kind of discipline that doesn't depend on motivation. A kind of drive that doesn't fade when things get tough. You show up even when it's inconvenient. Even when it's quiet. Even when you're tired. Most people miss the real value of effort. They think it's about winning. They think it's about reaching a goal faster. But that's not it. The real value of effort is how it transforms you. When you show up fully, you train your brain to stop giving up. You teach yourself how to stay focused, how to deal with discomfort, how to keep moving without excuses. That training doesn't happen by accident. It happens by doing hard things the right way, fully intentionally, without shortcuts. Some people wake up hoping they'll feel ready. Others wake up and get to work anyway. You have to decide who you are. You have to stop waiting for the perfect mood and start being the kind of person who creates momentum. That starts with how you handle your morning, how you plan your day, how you carry yourself through tasks, how you speak, how you focus. Every detail matters, because full effort is not just physical, it's mental, it's emotional, it's a lifestyle. Ask yourself, where are you holding back? Where are you giving 50% when you know you could give more? Where are you saying I'm trying, when deep down you know you're avoiding the real work? It's not about guilt. It's about clarity. You can't change what you don't face. And the more you avoid that honesty, the more stuck you stay. But the minute you face it and say, no more halfway living, things begin to shift. You don't need a louder alarm. You don't need a new planner. You need to raise your standard. Raise the bar for how you show up, for how you execute, for how you think. Because effort is not about talent. It's not about resources. It's about heart. It's about intensity. It's about giving your full attention to what you're building. That's what separates those who grow from those who just exist. And yes, it will be uncomfortable. That's part of the process. Pushing yourself will reveal your weak points. It will show you where you lack focus. It will expose the areas where you've been cutting corners. But that's good. That's how you get better. You can't improve what you avoid. You can't grow if you're always staying within the lines of what's easy. The growth comes when you lean into the hard days and still give it everything you've got. Nobody said this would be quick. Nobody said it would feel great all the time. But it's worth it. Because one day, you'll look back at this season of your life and say, that's when I stopped drifting. That's when I started showing up with purpose. That's when things started to change. And it didn't happen because you were perfect. It happened because you gave full effort, day after day. You can't skip the effort and expect to feel proud. You can't take shortcuts and expect real results. And deep down you know that. You know that your best days, the ones where you felt focused and powerful, were the days you gave it your all. That feeling isn't reserved for special occasions. You can feel that every day if you choose to bring full effort to what you do. So from this moment on, stop holding back. Stop shrinking your energy to match your surroundings. Start raising your energy to meet your standards. Be the one who gives 100% when most people settle for average. Be the one who finishes strong, who stays locked in, who pushes when it's hard. Not because it's easy, but because it builds you, because it shapes you, because it brings out the version of you that you've always wanted to see. And that version doesn't live in the future. It starts now, with this hour, with the work you do today, with the way you treat your responsibilities. Show up with full effort. You don't owe it to anyone else. You owe it to yourself. Chapter 6. Protect your time like your future depends on it. Time is the one thing you never get back. You can lose money and make it again. You can fail and try again. But the minutes that slip by while you're distracted, uncommitted, or waiting on nothing, they're gone. That's why if you care about your future, you need to start treating your time like it matters. Not just in theory, not just when it's convenient, but every single day. The people who build meaningful lives aren't smarter than everyone else. They're not luckier. They're just more protective of their time. They know that how they use their hours determines how their life turns out. Most people don't take this seriously because they assume they have more time than they do. They think they can waste a few months and catch up later. They think scrolling through hours of nonsense or saying yes to every distraction won't make much of a difference. But it does, because your future doesn't arrive all at once, it gets built in small pieces. And if you keep giving your time to things that don't help you grow, don't challenge you, and don't move you forward, you're quietly trading your future for nothing. You won't feel it right away, but it will show up in your results. Or more accurately, in your lack of them. Your 20s are not a rehearsal. This is not your warm-up. This is your life. Every decision you make with your time sets a pattern, and those patterns become your lifestyle. If you keep saying, "I'll do it later," that becomes who you are. If you keep choosing comfort over clarity, that becomes your identity. You don't drift your way into success. You don't stumble into a life that makes you proud. You build it, minute by minute. And it starts with how serious you are about protecting your time. You need to start being ruthless with what gets your attention. You don't have to be rude. You just have to stop saying yes to everything. Every yes is a no to something else. Every hour you spend doing things that don't matter is an hour you could have spent getting stronger, learning more, or working on something real. That doesn't mean you never rest. It means you rest with purpose. You don't waste hours without noticing. You don't go through your day unaware of where it went. You track it. You guard it. You respect it. Look at your day like it's your investment account. You're either spending your hours on things that compound over time, or draining your energy with things that don't give anything back. That conversation you had that went nowhere. That task you did just to look busy. That habit you repeat. Because it's familiar but not useful. All of that has a cost. The cost is not just lost time. It's lost growth, lost clarity, lost strength. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be aware. Start reviewing how you spend your time. Look at your mornings. Do they start with intention or distraction? Look at your evenings. Do they end with structure or waste? Look at the people around you. Are they helping you stay focused or pulling your attention in 100 directions? Every one of these things matters. If you're not careful, your time will get stolen from you without your permission, and no one's going to give it back. You've got to build boundaries around your focus. You've got to learn to say no without guilt. No to mindless scrolling. No to people who drain your energy. No to plans that don't match your goals. You have to stop trying to please everyone and start protecting the hours that shape your future. And yes, that takes discipline. It takes strength. It takes clarity. But the trade-off is worth it. Because the more you protect your time, the more you control your life. Your focus is your power, and your time is the fuel. If you waste one, you waste the other. You can't live with purpose if you don't manage your hours. You can't build something strong if you're always distracted. That's not how growth works. That's not how success is built. The people who rise are the ones who respect their calendar, who block time for deep work, who stop checking their phone every 5 minutes, who take their goals seriously enough to defend their schedule from anything that doesn't support it. You're not just choosing how to spend your time. You're choosing who you become. Every focused hour sharpens your mind. Every distraction you remove gives you energy back. Every commitment you protect becomes a building block of the life you're working for. That's what most people don't understand. They think productivity is about doing more, but it's not. It's about doing less of what doesn't matter, and more of what actually does. Start asking better questions. What am I giving my time to right now? Does this move me closer to the life I want? Would the future version of me thank me for what I'm doing today? These questions expose what needs to change. And when you're honest about the answers, you stop letting time slip away unnoticed. You stop living on autopilot. You stop allowing your best hours to get wasted on things that won't matter in a week. You've only got so many days, so many mornings, so many nights. You don't need to panic, but you do need to care. Care enough to plan. Care enough to reflect. Care enough to stop making excuses about why you're too busy, when really you're just not clear. There's time. There's always time for what matters, but only if you protect it. And it's not about working all the time. It's about being intentional with how you live. You can rest and still respect your time. You can enjoy life and still stay focused. It's about balance. Yes. But it's also about being real with yourself. Are you using your hours or just losing them? Are you deciding how your day goes or reacting to everything around you? That difference will shape your future more than you realize. Nobody owes you more time. You're not going to wake up one day with more hours in the day. What you have is what you've got. So what are you going to do with it? Waste it on things that won't matter next year. Or invest it into the person you're becoming. The choice is yours, and you make it every day, whether you realize it or not. Don't look back in 5 years and wish you had been more focused. Don't wish you had taken your time more seriously. Don't let your future self carry the weight of your current indifference. Protect your time now. Fight for it. Guard it from distractions. Respect it enough to stop giving it to things that won't help you grow, because your time is your life. And if your life matters to you, your time should too.
Chapter 7. Work on yourself instead of chasing fast comfort. The reason most people stay stuck isn't because they're not capable. It's because they keep choosing comfort over growth. They keep reaching for the easy thing. The quick relief. The temporary fix. When life feels hard or uncertain, they don't stop to build themselves. They run straight toward whatever makes them feel better for the moment. That could be entertainment. That could be food. That could be social media. That could be any habit that feels good now, but costs them later. And without even noticing, they fall into a cycle where they chase comfort and avoid the very things that would change their life. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. It never has. When you chase comfort all the time, what you're really doing is avoiding yourself, avoiding your flaws, avoiding your responsibility, avoiding the work that makes you stronger. But working on yourself, that's different. That takes effort. That takes honesty. That takes patience. It means slowing down, facing your issues head on, and doing the boring, consistent, unglamorous work. It's not as exciting as scrolling your phone or watching another episode, but it's the only path that leads anywhere real. There's a reason most people never become who they were meant to be. They keep choosing the things that give them a break instead of the things that build them up. And little by little, that choice becomes a lifestyle. It becomes normal to avoid the hard stuff. It becomes normal to push personal growth to the side. It becomes normal to always feel behind, but never take action. And then one day, they wake up tired, frustrated, and full of regret. Not because they didn't have time, but because they spent it escaping the truth. You don't escape your problems by avoiding them. You don't become stronger by staying comfortable. If you want real change, you have to be willing to stop chasing the fast feeling and start working on the slow fix. That means turning down things that feel good now in favor of things that make you better later. It means showing up to the gym when you'd rather scroll. It means opening the book when your mind wants noise. It means sitting with your thoughts when everything inside of you wants to escape. That kind of work is not loud. It's not flashy, but it's real. And over time, it gives you something that fast comfort never will: inner strength, quiet confidence, real progress. You stop feeling like a fraud in your own life. You stop pretending you're doing fine. You start becoming someone you respect. People waste years thinking they're just relaxing or unwinding, but what they're really doing is hiding. They're hiding from discipline, from structure, from commitment. But discipline isn't punishment, it's freedom. It's the ability to live a life you don't need to escape from. It's the ability to feel clear, focused, and proud of who you're becoming. You have to learn how to delay comfort on purpose. Not because comfort is bad, but because your timing is off. You're chasing it before you've earned it. You're reaching for it before you've built anything. And when you do that, comfort turns into weakness. It numbs your ambition. It steals your edge. It makes you forget how capable you really are. Working on yourself means doing the hard things with no applause. It means saying no to people who pull you down. It means being honest about what you're bad at. It means showing up on the days you don't feel like it. It's not a weekend project. It's a lifestyle. And if you take it seriously, everything in your life starts to improve. Not all at once, but steadily, quietly, consistently. You have to be willing to feel uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be misunderstood. You have to be willing to do what most people won't. That's what separates you. Not your talent, not your background, but your willingness to grow when it's easier to stay the same. The best version of you is not hiding in comfort. It's hiding behind effort, behind structure, behind daily routines, behind small choices that add up over time. And you don't find that version by chasing what feels good. You find it by doing the work most people run from. Start by identifying where you've been escaping. What do you turn to when life feels hard? What habits do you lean on to avoid progress? What patterns do you repeat that give you comfort but take away your power? Write them down. Look at them clearly. That's the first step. You can't grow if you don't face what's holding you back. Then build a plan. Not a perfect one. A real one.
Start small. Wake up earlier. Cut out one distraction. Replace it with one habit that improves your mind or your health. Be consistent. Track your progress. Reward yourself only after you've earned it. This isn't about being hard on yourself. It's about being honest. You already know what you need to do. You've just been avoiding it. Stop treating growth like a side project. Make it the priority. Everything else you want, confidence, money, success, respect, it all grows out of personal discipline. Out of building yourself first. The more you invest in becoming solid from within, the less you rely on the world to make you feel okay. And that's where real freedom lives. No one is going to force you to do this. No one is going to check if you followed through. You have to want it for yourself. You have to decide that your growth is more important than your cravings. That your future is more valuable than your comfort. That your goals are worth the discomfort it takes to reach them. Comfort is easy to find. Growth is not. But only one of them leads to the life you actually want. So stop wasting energy on quick fixes. Use that energy to build something real. Build the habits that strengthen you. Build the routines that sharpen your thinking. Build the lifestyle that makes you proud of who you're becoming. The truth is, nobody becomes great by accident. It's always the result of effort, of patience, of doing the work even when it's boring, even when it's hard, even when no one's watching. That's how real progress happens, slowly, quietly, and through decisions no one else sees. Start working on yourself like your future depends on it. Because it does. Your habits today will shape your confidence tomorrow. Your actions today will shape your opportunities later. Don't trade that for another hour of escape. Don't throw it away just to feel good for a moment. Choose growth over comfort. Choose the work that lasts over the feeling that fades. Choose to build, not to hide. That's how you win in your 20s. That's how you build a life that actually feels worth living.
Chapter 8. Face your excuses and do the hard things. Excuses are the stories we tell ourselves to avoid doing what we know needs to be done. They sound reasonable. They sound convincing. But deep down, they're lies, they're habits, they're protection. They give you something to blame, so you don't have to take full responsibility. And the longer you hold on to them, the harder it becomes to face the truth. You end up living inside a comfort zone made of reasons and justifications, while the life you want waits on the other side of your effort. Facing your excuses is uncomfortable because it exposes what you've been running from. It forces you to admit that many of your limits are self-imposed, that the gap between where you are and where you want to be is filled not with impossibilities, but with things you haven't been willing to do yet. That's a hard truth, but it's also freeing, because once you face it, you realize you're not powerless, you've just been avoiding the challenge. People spend years building elaborate stories around why they can't change. I don't have time. I don't know where to start. It's not the right season. I'm too tired. I'm waiting for things to calm down. All of these sound logical. But if you step back and ask yourself, are these helping me move forward or keeping me where I am? The answer becomes clear. Excuses don't push you. They trap you. They wrap you up in comfort and routine, and before you know it, you're stuck living a life you never really chose. Doing the hard things is what frees you from that trap. Not thinking about them, not planning them, not waiting until you feel ready. Doing them. Action is the only thing that breaks excuses. Because excuses live in your head, but growth lives in your effort. Every time you choose action over delay, you weaken the excuse. You build proof that you can follow through. You build mental strength, and that strength compounds over time.
The hard things are different for everyone. For one person, it's getting up early. For another, it's quitting a toxic habit. For some, it's speaking up. For others, it's staying silent and focusing. But whatever your hard thing is, you know it. You don't need someone to point it out. It's been on your mind. It's been calling your name. You've just been ignoring it, hoping it would go away. It won't. It will sit there quietly reminding you of who you could be if you just stopped making excuses. You don't grow by avoiding hard things. You grow by leaning into them, and not all at once. You don't need to fix everything in one day. You just need to stop avoiding the things that matter most. Hard things shape you. They teach you how to stay focused. They teach you how to control your emotions. They teach you that you are capable of more than you thought. But you never find that out if you keep choosing the easier route. A good life isn't built on ease. It's built on effort. It's built on sacrifice. It's built on choosing what's right over what's comfortable. And that choice isn't made once. It's made daily. Every morning when your alarm goes off. Every time you're tempted to quit. Every moment you don't feel like it. Those are the times when character is built. Not when things are smooth, but when they're tough, and you keep going anyway. If you want to feel proud of yourself, do something difficult today. Not to prove anything to anyone. Just to remind yourself of what you're capable of. Pick something you've been avoiding. Attack it with full focus. Get it done. Even if it's small, because that one action is more valuable than all the motivational words you could read or hear. Action changes how you think. It pulls you out of your head and into progress. Excuses will always offer you a way out. That's their job. But your job is to recognize them for what they are. Noise. They're not facts. They're not final. They're just fears disguised as logic. When you realize that, you stop negotiating with them. You stop giving them power. You stop treating them like valid reasons and start treating them like obstacles to be broken. The moment you begin doing hard things consistently, your confidence changes. Not because someone tells you you're doing well, but because you know you're doing what you used to avoid. That knowledge changes your posture, your energy, your decisions. You begin walking differently. You begin speaking with more certainty. You stop needing approval and start building inner stability. And that's the kind of power no one can take from you. If you're serious about building a better life, you can't keep giving yourself a pass. You can't keep acting like tomorrow will magically bring more discipline. It won't. The only way to become stronger is to start doing what you've been putting off. The conversation you've been dreading. The habit you've been ignoring. The plan you haven't followed through on. These are not random tasks. They're the keys to your next level. Hard things teach you how to stay centered. They show you what matters. They burn away the excuses that once felt permanent. And they do something else too. They give you results. Tangible, real progress. Not in one day, but over time. You start stacking wins. You start solving problems you once avoided. And with each win, your excuses lose their grip. Your 20s are not the time to play it safe. They're not the time to avoid difficulty. This is the time to challenge your limits, to figure out what you're made of, to build a foundation that will carry you through the rest of your life. And that doesn't happen if you keep running from hard work. It happens when you confront it, head on, not later, not when it feels easy. Now no one gets strong by accident. No one builds confidence by talking about it. These things are earned through decisions that most people avoid. You're not most people. You wouldn't be here if you were. So stop letting your mind talk you out of progress. Stop letting comfort dictate your future. You have more power than you think. but you won't discover it by sitting still. You'll discover it by doing what you don't want to do, again and again, until it becomes who you are. Face your excuses today, not with guilt, not with frustration, but with action. Take one step into the hard thing. Start, push, finish. And when you do, you'll look back and realize something powerful. The excuse wasn't real. The story you told yourself wasn't true. You could have done it all along. And now you know. So keep going. Keep building. Keep proving to yourself that nothing inside of you is stronger than your ability to act. That's how you change. That's how you win. That's how you build a life that's built on truth, not excuses. Chapter 9. Create a system that keeps you improving daily. If you want to make progress that lasts, you need more than motivation. You need a system. A daily structure that keeps you focused even when you're tired, even when you're not inspired, even when life gets busy. Without a system, most people drift. They have good intentions, they set big goals, but they don't follow through. Why? Because intention without structure leads to inconsistency. And inconsistency kills growth. If you're serious about building yourself, you need to build a system that supports that goal every single day. You don't rise to the level of your potential, you fall to the level of your systems. That's the truth most people avoid. They think willpower is enough. They think discipline just shows up. But discipline is something you build, and you build it by creating a system that works even when you don't feel like it. A system isn't complicated. It's just a plan that removes guesswork. It's a set of habits that create results automatically over time. You don't have to think about it. You just follow it. And every day you do, you get a little better. Improvement is not about having one great day. It's about doing the right things consistently, even if they're small. That's what a system gives you. It creates daily wins that stack over time. You don't have to rely on emotion. You don't have to wait for the perfect mood. You just show up and follow the structure. And because of that, you grow. Not in one big jump, but steadily, quietly, unstoppably. So what does a personal growth system look like? It starts with knowing what matters. Not what's urgent. Not what's popular. What matters to your long-term goals. You pick a few key areas: your health, your mindset, your work, your relationships. And then you decide, what is one thing I can do in each of these areas every single day that will move me forward? You don't wait for clarity to hit you in the face. You create clarity by asking better questions and designing your time around the answers. Your system should start the moment you wake up. Not in a chaotic way, but with intention. The first hour of your day sets the tone for everything else. Are you reaching for your phone the moment your eyes open? Or are you checking in with yourself and setting your focus? Are you letting outside noise direct your thinking? Or are you deciding how you want to show up today? You don't need a fancy routine. You need a consistent one. Something that grounds you. Something that reminds you of who you're becoming. The middle of your day is where the system holds its weight. That's where the distractions come in. That's when your energy dips. That's when excuses try to creep in. But if your system includes dedicated blocks of time, breaks for movement, focused work sessions, and habits that clear your mind, you stay in control. You don't let your day run you. You run it. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to protect the structure. Because the structure protects your progress. At the end of the day, your system needs a shutdown process. A time where you review your actions, where you reflect honestly. Did I follow through? What can I improve? What do I need to change tomorrow? Most people skip this part. They end their day with noise, entertainment, distraction. But reflection is where real growth happens. It's where you take the lessons and apply them. It's how you stop repeating the same mistakes. Without reflection, you lose awareness. And when you lose awareness, your system breaks down. You also need a way to track your effort. Not for praise, for feedback. You need to see what's working and what's not. What habits are moving you forward, and which ones are holding you back. Write it down. Use a notebook. Use a whiteboard. Use your phone. The tool doesn't matter. What matters is that you track your actions so you can adjust your system in real time. Because no system is perfect on the first try. You build it. You test it. You refine it. And over time it becomes bulletproof. Your system should never feel like a prison. It should feel like support. Like something that lifts you when your energy drops. Like a safety net that keeps you aligned when life pulls at your attention. The goal is not to be robotic. The goal is to live with purpose. And purpose requires structure. You can't chase every new idea. You can't respond to everything around you. You need something to anchor you. Something to return to when things get messy. When your system is strong, you don't panic when you fall off for a day. You don't spiral. You just reset. You get back to the structure. And that's why it works. Because it's not based on emotion. It's not based on hype. It's based on effort, habit, and consistency. That's what creates long-term change. This isn't about building a perfect life. It's about building a process that makes progress automatic. That keeps you focused. That keeps you disciplined. That helps you grow even when life is uncertain. Most people don't have that. They wake up every day without direction, without clarity, without a system, and that's why they stay stuck. Not because they're lazy, but because they don't have a plan that supports their goals. You need to make your system personal. Make it fit your life. If something doesn't work, change it. But never go back to waking up without a plan. Never go back to relying on motivation alone. Never go back to living in reaction mode. Because you've already seen where that leads. It leads to wasted time, missed chances, regret. But with a system, you stay ready. You stay in motion. You keep improving. Day by day. Even when progress feels slow, your system keeps you moving. Even when you don't see the results yet, you know you're doing the right things. And over time that builds something powerful. Not just results, but identity. You become the kind of person who stays consistent, who shows up, who doesn't quit. And that identity will take you further than any burst of motivation ever could. Build a system that works even when life gets hard. Build it so well that it becomes a part of you. Something you don't think about. Something you just do. Because when your habits match your goals, your future takes care of itself. Your job is to protect that alignment. To improve that structure. To stay disciplined when most people let go. This is how real transformation happens. Not in random bursts, but through steady action, through repeatable effort, through systems that push you forward every day without needing a pep talk. That's what you need. Not more motivation, just a solid system and the discipline to follow it. That's how you win long term. That's how you become someone you can trust. Someone who doesn't just start, but finishes strong. Every single time.
Chapter 10. Earn a future that gives you real freedom. Freedom isn't something that just shows up one day. It's not handed to you. It doesn't fall into your lap when you hit a certain age or finish school or get your first real paycheck. Real freedom is earned. It's built. It's created through your decisions, your habits, your discipline, and your sacrifices. The kind of freedom that lasts. Freedom over your time, your energy, your money,
and your peace of mind comes from what you do today, not from what you plan to do someday. And if you want to live a life that isn't controlled by stress, regret, or outside pressure, you have to start building the kind of future that gives you options, not limitations. Most people say they want freedom. They talk about wanting to travel, wanting to retire early, wanting to do meaningful work, wanting to spend more time with family, wanting to stop living paycheck to paycheck. But then they spend their days chasing short-term pleasures, wasting hours, and avoiding the work that would actually lead to that future. And that's where the trap is. They want the reward without the effort. They want the outcome without the discipline. But real freedom doesn't come from wishing. It comes from earning. The uncomfortable truth is that the way you live today is either preparing you for freedom or locking you into dependency. The way you use your time, the way you handle your money, the way you treat your body and your mind, these things are shaping your future right now. You don't get to hit a reset button at 30 or 40 and suddenly live with peace and flexibility if you've spent your 20s avoiding responsibility. You earn your peace by facing what needs to be done while others delay. You earn it by making choices today that feel hard so life feels easier later. There's no shortcut to a future you're proud of. You have to build it through uncomfortable decisions. Waking up early when you'd rather sleep. Saving money when you'd rather spend. Studying when you'd rather relax. Saying no when it's easier to say yes. Showing up on the days when no one claps for you. These are the decisions that compound. These are the decisions that create options later. You can either pay now or pay later, but later always costs more. And it's not just about finances. Freedom is about your mind. Are you thinking clearly, or are you weighed down by distractions and noise? Are you building a strong, independent mindset, or are you constantly reacting to your environment and your emotions? Mental freedom comes from inner strength, and that strength is built through consistency. You have to train yourself to focus, to stay calm under pressure, to stay grounded when life gets hard. That doesn't come from avoiding difficulty. It comes from walking through it with purpose. The people who have real freedom didn't get lucky. They made decisions when no one was watching. They made sacrifices that nobody clapped for. They built something while everyone else was drifting. They put in the effort when it didn't look glamorous. And now they have what most people don't. Control, control over their schedule, control over their direction, control over their choices. That kind of life is earned, not given. You have to start thinking long term. Every time you spend without thinking, every time you skip the hard task, every time you choose comfort over growth, you're pushing freedom further away. You're saying yes to a version of life that traps you in stress and regret. But every time you choose discipline, every time you invest in your skills, every time you stay focused while others get distracted, you move closer to the life you actually want. That's how freedom is earned. Through 100 daily decisions that most people ignore. And earning that freedom doesn't mean your life becomes easy. It means you're no longer trapped by the same problems over and over. You don't have to say yes to jobs you hate. You don't have to work for people you don't respect. You don't have to beg for permission to live your life. That's what freedom is, having options. Having space. Having control. Not to avoid responsibility, but to choose responsibility that aligns with who you are. But to get there, you need patience. You need to stop looking for the fast reward. You need to stop measuring your life by what feels good today and start measuring it by what builds your future. That means planning. That means setting goals that aren't just exciting but meaningful. That means creating structure around your life so your time goes into things that matter. And most importantly, it means taking full responsibility for your outcomes. No more blaming. No more waiting. No more hoping. Just ownership. Start now. Not next week. Not when things are less busy. Not when motivation magically returns. Start now. Even if you feel behind. Even if you feel unsure. Because you don't need perfect clarity to take the first step. You need courage. And courage is built through action. You take one step. Then another. Then another. You stay consistent. You show up. And eventually your actions create momentum. That momentum becomes confidence. And that confidence becomes freedom. Freedom is not about escaping hard work. It's about building a life where your work actually means something. Where your effort has direction. Where your time has value. It's about building a life where you're not constantly surviving. You're choosing. Choosing how you live. Choosing who you spend time with. Choosing the kind of person you become. Don't wait for someone to save you. Don't hope for a break. Don't sit around thinking someday it'll all work out. That's how most people waste their lives. Waiting for a future they never earn. But that doesn't have to be your story. You can change that. You can take control. You can earn a future that gives you real peace, real choice, real fulfillment. But it starts now, with how you live this hour, with how you manage this day, with the habits you commit to and the excuses you drop. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's about building a lifestyle that supports your vision instead of working against it. One day you'll look back at these years and see that every small decision mattered. Every quiet sacrifice paid off. Every early morning, every late night, every moment of doubt you pushed through. It all added up. And you'll be grateful you didn't wait. Grateful you didn't chase comfort. Grateful you didn't follow the crowd. You'll stand in a life that feels solid, stable, and earned. That's the kind of future worth fighting for. Not a fantasy. A real life. A grounded, strong, meaningful life. But you don't get there by chance. You get there by effort, by decisions, by building. So decide. Start now. And never stop earning the freedom you deserve.